And now it's time for our poetry break. It's National Poetry Month, and we're asking listeners to tweet us their poems. And every week we'll read through some submissions with a celebrated poet. This week we are joined by poet Richard Blanco. He delivered the poem One Today at President Obama's second inauguration. And his latest book, How to Love a Country, is out now in paperback. And Richard Blanco is with us once again. Welcome back. It's so good to hear from you once again.
Same here. I can't believe it's been another year since last Poetry Month, National Poetry Month.
I know. It feels like 10 years. So,
okay. Exactly.
It's a lot of things. So actually, we realize that you and some other poets have been doing your own bit of poetry outreach on Twitter as well, calling on people to share poems that help them find courage and comfort during this challenging period. The hashtag is #ShelterInPoems. What inspired the hashtag?
That's part of, we did that sort of through the Academy of American Poets. They came up with the tagline, so to speak, the hashtag. And it's kind of like their Poem a Day project. But what it is poems more specifically geared to sort of the complex emotions and things that we're dealing with right now. So it's just to keep us connected and keep us sort of focusing a little bit more than just the news and the numbers.
Sure. And that's what we're doing now. So thank you for helping us with our project. And so why don't we get into some of the submissions and start with one that caught your eye?
Sure. This first one, well, I'll read it and then we can maybe chat a little bit about it. But this is from Jacob the Wells at J. Wells Design. Says, I listen to the cries of wrens carried in the bluebell breeze and use their song as lullaby, the grass a dream catcher. To hold the hope.
Oh. And why did you choose this one?
Kind of nice, right? Well, it kind of is employing some very classic techniques of poetry. For one, of course, you heard the rhythm of those words, right? The alliteration of cries and carries, bluebell and breeze, hold and hope, and sort of loosely iambic. So the pleasure of just sound of poetry, right? But also something that poets always rely on a lot, and poetry relies on a lot, the use of natural imagery, right? Poets have not only just a keen ear, but they always try to have a keen eye and thinking of recontextualizing some of this natural imagery. I mean, I just love like the whole idea of the grass being a dream catcher. It's like, it seems so fresh and a new way to look at, you know, just the grass blowing in the breeze. And I don't want to say this is a coronavirus poem, but it kind of makes me feel like, I think everything makes me feel that way now. But just sort of observing the natural world and taking some solace and peace and kind of respite and looking at the world, looking at the natural world, which is what poets like to do a lot.
Yeah, I like it.
I really liked it for that reason.
Yeah. All right, pick another one.
So this one's very different, but I think just as successful for different reasons. So the handle is just as clever as the poem. It says my two words, but it's all merged together. So it's my T words.
Okay.
But anyway, here it goes. Normal. Oh, to have that elephant in the room again. Very different, right?
Yeah, it's very different.
This isn't about fancy words or lush imagery or anything like that. But sometimes poetry is just a really engaging idea or a really interesting play on words. And here we have this revived cliche figure of speech of the elephant in the room. But I don't know. I really liked it also because it speaks to human nature. I've been in those shoes. Like, everybody wants to be accepted and normal and part of the herd. And then when we are, we're like, wait a minute, I'm different. Like sometimes in the grocery store in my small town in rural Maine, like sometimes I forget I'm Cuban and gay and an immigrant and all this stuff. And then it suddenly hits me like, oh my God, where's that pink elephant that I've had to live with all my life?
How about
that? It's
not
here anymore.
Wow.
So it's the good and bad of sort of feeling that sense of belonging. And yet, you know, when we don't belong, that what drives us sometimes when we don't feel like we belong or we feel like we're working towards something on ourselves and in the world. So I liked it for that and how I was able to accomplish that so cleverly with just adding the word normal.
You have time for one more?
Sure. This is Words by Daniel at Words by Daniel 1. A leaf and its shadow dance like lovers until they meet. So you got to read that again, right? Like,
yeah.
Kind of, what is that last line, right? This is why I really loved this poem. But it's making use of something else, sort of the extended metaphor where we're using the images of the leaf and the shadow's way to walk through or talk through something, in this case, love and relationships. And the complexity of that, I just, you know, that last line is such a surprise. And sometimes, you know, poetry is a lot about just keep on surprising the reader, right? A leaf and its shadow dance like lovers until they meet. So what does that mean, Michelle?
Yeah. Yes, right.
What do you take away from that? Because I'm taking away, it's like sort of the romance is fine, you know, like sort of infatuation, and then the reality of a real relationship once you do sort of connect and become, you know, after 20 years of marriage myself, it's a whole other kind of dance. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. Well, thank you for doing that. And before we let you go, you know, as an award-winning writer and poet, and you've been a teacher too, some people still might want to kind of jump into this and might not be sure how to start. Would you offer some, you know, advice for how to get started?
You know, I think a lot of poetry is about being quiet and being still and observing. And I think we have that opportunity right now. If these poems serve as examples of just, you know, observing nature, going on a long walk, jotting down a few words, just images, just impressions, that's where a poem starts always for me. It sort of just works from just being present in the world. And I think that we have an opportunity now to be more present. There are always, you know, great resources online. The Academy of American Poets has a bunch of poems that, like we said, that are focused on what's happening now, but also just in general, just reading. You can look up by subject matter or by theme. Just start doodling. That's the way a poem always begins.
That's poet Richard Blanco. His latest collection, How to Love a Country, is now out in paperback. Richard Blanco, it's such a pleasure to speak with you again. Thank you so much.
Same here, Michelle. Thank you.
And if you'd like to hear your original poem on the air, you can tweet it to NPRATC and use the hashtag NPR Poetry. Every week through the end of April, a published poet will join us on the air to talk about some submissions that caught his or her eye. And even though Twitter has changed its character limit, we're sticking with the original rules. Poems must be 140 characters or less.